huh?
Which is probably about right. You know what I think we should do at this point is pivot out of the world of Trump craziness and talk a little bit about the world of Bobby Kennedy craziness, because now he appears to be a major player in the Trump team.
Yeah, Bobby Kennedy and how J.D. Vance tries to talk his way out of Bobby Kennedy. It's pretty amusing, trying to reconcile the positions of all these, well, I guess weird is the word, right? Weird, creepy guys is
you know, the word weird is working for the Democrats. That's one they really need to emphasize. It seems to be getting under Trump and Vance's skin.
That's the word that sort of neuters them, because their whole premise is that they're mainstream. They're not weird. They're articulating the thoughts that most Americans hold, which of course is nonsense.
Uh-huh.
But the notion that they're weird is actually quite troubling to them. And you know, watching Vance try to square his position, whatever.
These Iraqi leaders have asked for an enduring relationship with America. We are ready to begin building that relationship in a way that protects our interests in the region.
We don't get paid. KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM. Mercenary Free Radio.
The car is on fire, and there's no driver at the wheel.
Because they're at the 2024 Sacramento Anarchist Book Fair. They've got books. They've got zines. They've got art. They've got workshops, panels, and Skillshare.
Admission is free, you capitalists. Come.
So come on down on September 7th, 2024. To the Washington Neighborhood Center at 400 16th Street. That's 400 16th Street in downtown Sacramento. Don't miss it.
Su atención, por favor. Cubana de Aviación les anuncia la salida de su vuelo 456 con destino a La Habana. Les deseamos una feliz estancia en esa ciudad. Gracias.
Hello, hello. This is DJ Aura, and you're listening to Saxine here in KVS Davis, 9.3 FM. I am subbing for Muse, who couldn't make it today. So I have some Sacramento indie artists just for you. Some newer, some older, some you probably heard before. Some you may have never heard before. So if you like to hear those songs, I would stay tuned if you like. This first song I'll be playing is called Humidity Glow by Humidity Glow. Pretty popular indie band here in Sacramento. I really like them. I hope you guys like them, of course, if you like. So let's get on with the music. Peace.
By the time I arrived, I was all alone. the car again, wishing we could take our time. We're headed out, I've no idea, everything is on the line. I'll build up tension, become mystery, say it's all by design. But you know better, you see me sigh, none of that I have to try.
Gonna run to now, after all the love runs out. And aren't you worn? You must be tired and torn and burned out from the fire. Holding on, the flames get higher. Oh, take me to the great white plains to die. I don't wanna hear the sirens. I've heard that death is an island, isolated, I'm forced to fight it all. Where you gonna run to now? And who's gonna comfort you? And take me to the great white plains to die. I don't want to hear the sirens. I've heard that death is an island, isolated and forced to fight it out. island. Maybe life is the island.
Su atención, por favor. Cubana de Aviación les anuncia la salida de su vuelo 456 con destino a La Habana. Les les deseamos una feliz estancia en esa ciudad. Gracias.
Hello, this is DJ Aura, and you're listening to Sac Scene, a show about our local indie scene. Who are they? What do they sound like? And where can we catch them playing? That last part, I don't know. But everything else I know about these, past artists I just played. Just played, the last one you heard was Valentine's Day 1999 by Rainbow City Park off their single Valentine's Day 1999. Before that, you heard Great White Plains by Nat Lefkoff, which is a self-titled album. And before that, you heard Humidity Glow by Humidity Glow off their album Never Thought I'd Be Here Again. Any thoughts? If you were like, what's that song that was playing before Valentine's Day 1999? I found a recording. There's a local band I like called Agaria, but they don't have anywhere where they upload their music, essentially. And I found that they uploaded a video of their performance. So I was trying to play that, but you can't really hear the singer that well. But if you're in the local scene, you probably know who they are. They come up a lot. They're a band to watch out for. I really like them. They're really good, great live performers. Shout out Agaria. Rainbow City Park, I always recommend that band to people who are like, oh, I want to know who's going to be the next Olivia Rodrigo, who's going to